The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 12th of August, 2019. And Steve Elkins, which is joining me from God's waiting room. A hot one in Florida, 92 degrees with rain a-coming. I'm going to sit here and watch his sweat. Gordon Duff is the guy I was trying to think of, and Veterans Today. I had a two-hour conversation with this guy, and at 10 minutes into this, I am just sitting there in disbelief of how large of an ego this guy has. Well, it turns out that the aforementioned, thank you, John, in Michigan, is best buds and pals with him. So I can see where birds of a feather, they really do flock together. If you can believe this, they got bigger egos than Alex Jones.
You know, you mentioned about digging through the debris at the World Trade Center, and I always thought it was kind of interesting how they found ID cards. Everything else is molten lava down there, basically molten steel, and they find ID cards. It's pretty amazing. I don't know how that could possibly happen, but no explanation on that one either, by the way, John.
Yeah.
Not possible.
Thank you, Eleanor, for sending this over. She says, just listening to a host talking about the often-heard claim that an airliner could not have hit the Pentagon on 9/11 because a ground effect would prevent the aircraft from flying so close to the ground. Pilots are quoted as claiming this. I'm no expert, but I am a private pilot and a mechanical engineer by training and studies aerodynamics. I believe something is very fishy about the claim that an airliner flying at maximum speed near the ground could not be forced to impact the ground by a strong push forward on the control column. Ground effect is like the effect that keeps computer hard disk read write heads from contacting the surface. If motion is along the surface, air pressure will handle small disturbances, but a determined push of read write head could make contact happen. Well, thank you, Eleanor. But that's just one pilot, and I don't know what the hell this guy was flying, except, I don't know, single engine? But you remember the Catholic priest that gave last rites to some of the dead and dying that were laying around the Pentagon? I'd like to talk to that guy. And I'm wondering, being a Catholic priest, if they didn't bring him up for a few words and somebody didn't have photographs of him. I'm just...
800... I just got that email from Eleanor also.
Yeah.
Sent over to me.
I don't know. I am reading the rest of this, and I don't know. What do you got?
You talking to me or Michael, John?
The co-host of the show. What do you got?
Oh, I thought you were talking to Michael there.
No.
What do I have?
Yeah,
yeah. What do I have?
Yeah, what do you got?
What I've got?
What you got?
What do I have? Jeez, I didn't know I was going to
have to pull
out.
Just sitting there coasting.
No. I'd say I'm out of here. That's it. Who's that sound like?
I don't know.
Rumor, you slammed my head down.
Rumor has it that... by the way, were you able to confirm that?
No, she didn't call me back. She did not write me back, and I'm still... I talked to Keith Rogers, and Keith said he accidentally made a mistake about a week ago. He was on Jim Fetzer's show, and he accidentally emailed Mr. Herzog, and Herzog answered back, not very happy about getting the email. So I assume he's alive.
Okay.
But that's an odd email. And as far as I know, he's still with us.
Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy results. Now, they're delaying this pending further information. Now, have you ever watched an autopsy being performed, Steve?
I actually have.
Okay. What other pending further information would they have to have? You get a body in a morgue, mm-hmm. you do an autopsy, and that's the point of the autopsy, is to find out the cause of death.
Right.
So what other pending further information can they be looking for here? I'm
looking for excuses, looking for things that we're going to buy and believe. That's what they're looking for right now. They're scrambling to make a story and make it fit.
Epstein's autopsy is complete, but further information is still needed before determining a cause of death. It's been completed, but they're still waiting. New York City medical examiner has completed the autopsy of deceased billionaire and convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, but according to chief medical examiner Barbara Sampson, further information is needed before determining a cause of death. The delay comes amid reports that there is no video the moment Epstein died in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan. Sampson released a statement explaining that the medical examiner performed the autopsy of Jeffrey Epstein on Sunday under the observation of a private pathologist at the request of representatives for Epstein, which Sampson herself allowed. Sampson referred to the presence of Dr. Michael Baden, the private pathologist and New York City chief medical examiner in the late 70s, as routine practice. Baden has been involved in such high-profile cases as the 1994 O.J. Simpson murder trial, the police murder of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, and the American football tight end Aaron Hernandez. While suicide remains the presumed cause of Epstein's death, questions remain about how something like this could have happened at the MCC, especially after the convicted pedophile was just found on the floor in a fetal position in his cell with marks on his neck in late July. That's 2 weeks ago for you and I, folks. New York Attorney General Lolita James, who is familiar with the MCC, has said she finds it very difficult to understand how something like this could have happened. A former MCC inmate told the New York Post on Saturday, "There is no way that man could have killed himself," adding, "I've done too much time in those units. It's an impossibility. Between the floor and the ceiling is like 8 or 9 feet, and there is no way for you to connect to anything."
Right.
According to a report from the New York Times, jail staff failed to follow required protocols in the time leading up to Epstein's death. A law enforcement source also claims that Epstein's cellmate was transferred, leaving him alone in the cell. Now, there's conflicting stories on that. That was the day before. And the other story, it was just hours. They removed the other inmate from that cell. Now, as we said, it's unclear what further information is needed before the determination of an official cause of death can be made. The delay only serves to add fuel to the conspiracy theory flames and leaves more questions than answers in case already swirling with unknowns. Sources have told New York Post that the official determination should be expected by early next week. Well, see, they've given us a timeline, Steve.
Yeah. You know, we had a caller on Rivero's show today, and he mentioned something. Now, wasn't last week, didn't Epstein try to commit suicide last week, and that's why he was put into a different detention center?
2 weeks ago.
Right?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
ago. 2 weeks. But the comment was made is that when you're on suicide watch, you're not on suicide watch for a couple of days, a week, or 2 weeks. You're actually, as a protocol is, you're on suicide watch for 30 days.
Yep.
So he was on suicide watch, but they said he wasn't, but he really should have been on by protocol. So when I hear more time is needed for the autopsy results, what I hear is that's actually code for saying we need more time to give you a believable BS story. That's exactly what I see.
Let me tell you a little story about suicide watches. You folks remembered about 4 or 5 years ago. Oh, it's been longer than that. It's probably been closer to six, where I was sitting there watching a couple of Round Rock cops roust a couple and go through their car. And I'm sitting there not influencing. I'm not out of the car. I'm just sitting there quietly in a space that was in a strip mall that was under construction. And I'm just sitting there. Got my dog with me. Just sitting there watching this whole thing. That was cheap entertainment. Just to watch the Round Rock Finest do their job. And lo and behold, I look up in the rearview mirror and there's a cop car behind me, and I'm thinking, oh, this is pretty interesting. They ran a check on my license. It showed it was revoked, but upon looking at the NCIC, it wasn't revoked or suspended, it expired. Now, I went to the Williamson County Jail, and those people I don't think would ever want me locked up in their jail again because there were hundreds of phone calls that were going into that place. And when I was there, the cop booking me, he was a big black dude, rolling my fingers around in the ink. He goes, any suicidal thoughts? I said, not until I got here. Now, that was clearly sarcasm, but they put me on a suicide watch. And every 30 minutes, I had a cop with his nose pressed against the glass. These are holding cells, folks, and it's really not glass. It's very, very thick Lexan, very thick plastic. But every half hour, there'd be a cop with his nose pressed against the glass looking at me, looking at him. Now, that was for making a sarcastic comment. I am not the high-profile billionaire. And everybody was on pins and needles on this one. And this guy apparently tried to commit suicide but failed. And you're right, Steve. They wouldn't have taken him off suicide watch. Oh, and by the way, there were no cameras in the cell.
Well, they said their camera would have been functioning, was not functioning. Just happened to be. It's a broken camera.
See?
Everything that shouldn't be is in the story we're supposed to accept. So, no, I'm not buying that one either.
Well, it's just another instance that there's no film at 11.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tony in Texas. Hello, Tony.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Just a quick observation.
Yeah.
Donald Barr, which is Bill Barr's father, left Dalton in February of 1974. Epstein was not in any yearbook prior to the fall of 1974, most likely a summer hire. And in fact, Barr did not hire him. I believe that it's fake news, again, a story without critical investigation. Just think of JFK and Oswald. I'll take my comments offline. Thanks, guys.
You want to try that one?
You know, the association I know with Jeffrey Epstein is with Barr's father, and it was something, a hiring for a teaching position, I believe. And evidently, Epstein did not finish college. He did like 2 years and dropped out. That's about as much as that's the trail I saw with Bob Barr's father and the relationship with Epstein, and that's pretty much all I found. So you asking Bob Barr to be fair and honest about this whole thing? No, I'm not going to buy that either. There's association. There's something there. It was a known fact, at least believable, that Jeffrey Epstein was in the business of blackmail and making a lot of money off it. Now, the question I have is, people in that position, if he was a smart guy, he would have had many dead man switches, I would assume. So actually taking him out, let's say they suicided him, would do them no good if he had 5, 10 dead man switches. You'd have to find who those people are, because they would now start spilling their guts what's going on, or who the number of people are on that 2,000-page memo. So I do personally believe, after seeing all the evidence of what I've seen so far, I believe he's gone. He's not dead. He's gone out of the picture, and the investigation will end. He's out. He's somewhere else. And that was a body double, somebody to look like him. And they had to show you the picture of somebody dead to match their story. And now you're all saying, well, I believe it now. I saw the body. It has to be true. But we know Hollywood is really good, and body doubles can be found. This whole thing could have been fixed very much like that movie FX with Brian Brown and Brian Dennehy. This was staged to get him out of the picture to stop the investigation.
The computer power that is available today, they can do anything that they want.
Yes, I can.
Ed in Utah. They're most of the Hollywood action films now, especially the DC Comics, whether it be Aquaman or any of that tripe, it's all computer generated.
Exactly.
And people are paying money to sit in darkened theaters watching a production by some snot-nosed kid that probably just graduated from Google. It's an exaggeration. I mean, CGI is, it's a little bit more complicated than that. But the end product, they can show you anything that they want.
Yeah. John, they could even fake a moon landing.
Which,
Hollywood, good. They could show you anything.
And who was in Capricorn 1? Who was one of the stars in Capricorn 1? Do you remember, Steve?
Oh God, who was that? Was it Roy Scheider?
No, if it doesn't fit, you got to acquit. O.J. Simpson.
Oh, was he? In that? Okay.
He's 70 years old now. I don't know. Maybe he went to the moon. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John. Yeah, I just confirmed that the check I sent you the other week or about a week ago, it hit your mailroom. So.
It did.
I hope others are sending in checks.
Okay. I hope so, too, because I've got till tomorrow at business close to pay the rent on the office here, and I'm 300, yeah. I'm 300 bucks shy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's the clarion call right there, and somebody will send in a bit of money.
Well, and if somebody has already sent a donation or they planned on donating, do it now, because if I get that in the PayPal account, I can negotiate that tomorrow. Go to our website, folks, republicbroadcasting.org. The donate button is all the way on that red banner on the right. You don't have to be a member of PayPal. We don't track and trace you, okay? We don't use the email list to send you out the greatest stuff from RBN. We don't do that. And there's very good reason for it. While some people will call that, Ed, good marketing practice, I call that an intrusion. I don't like the idea of dealing with somebody and then all of a sudden they come up with an email being pinged back to you for something unrelated to anything. I just don't like the idea of it. So if there's somebody out there that would like to ease my pain here and my anxiety, because I'm anxious, trust me on this one. The landlord here doesn't really appreciate me and could use any excuse to rouse me out of here. I got a satellite company now that's just been bought out. It was PSSI, been bought out by other people. They want a 3 to 5 year commitment on me. I said, you don't have record how long I've been with PSSI? That's been since the 90s. Oh, we don't have any record of that. But, you know, for our planning here, we want you to sign a contract with your intent to stay with us. I'm like, oh, God. And, of course, it's a 22-page contract. And me, not being an attorney and familiar with all their gibberish, I'm going to have to reread this. But if somebody wants to do me a ginormous favor here, make your donation early if you planned on donating this month, if you haven't done it yet, or if you've already donated this month, do it for next month if you got it. Whatever the case may be, because this one I'm sweating.
Yeah, well, I hope it doesn't come to that. Listening to your guys' dialogue here, I'm thinking, you know, no cameras at the Walmart in El Paso, no cameras at the New York prison. How convenient. This was, as somebody noted today, I think it was Mike Rivero, if they had the power, as Rush Limbaugh is out there hinting and letting his callers today say as much, if they have the power, take him out. They also have the power to literally take him out, to whisk him out of the country, to spirit him to Tel Aviv or to somewhere. So it's good that that Limbaugh and maybe a few others are opening the door on mainstream to this line of thinking. And
well, it's about it's about damn time they do that. Hang on a second. I got to take this break. We'll carry you over. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
No reason to get excited.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. I think we're back. Yeah, we're back. Ed, go ahead.
Yeah, one comment on Epstein, and then I'll go to El Paso on Epstein. I mean, this guy, what could be going on right now, John, in this autopsy delay could well be negotiating time for the federal mafia behind the scenes. Who's going to be outed? Evidence clearing and what have you. It's like they're buying time for some kind of response. And as Steve has pointed out, the dirty ties of William Barr's father with Epstein, and when what I put out on your show about William Barr was in all likelihood the man dealing with the mean Arkansas people down there when George Bush the Elder sent him down there to negotiate. So we don't have an honest broker in Mr. William Barr. So we'll just see where that goes. So, Jeff, that's what's shooting.
All right. Ed, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, John, Ed mentioned something about the cameras in the Walmart, and I did a little research on that one, the last shooting there. And, of course, there was a witness, a female came forward, a Hispanic woman, saying there were three men outfitted kind of like military style in black shooting the side of this one guy. But I did a little research.
Did we just lose him?
Find the video cameras, show the shooting. And the rooftop, your super Walmarts have between 21 and 29 rooftop cameras to watch that entire parking lot. So you're pretty safe in that parking lot. Inside, now you got one camera on every cashier to watch those cashiers, make sure they don't steal. Kind of like Vegas, watching the dealers.
Right.
Then you've got one for every department. And then you've got them all in the back warehouse there to make sure nothing's stolen back there. Because Walmart has come out against shrinkage. And shrinkage is theft. It's shoplifting, whether it's outside people coming in and stealing or it's people working within the organization stealing. It's called shrinkage. So you have potentially between 100 and 150 cameras in a super Walmart inside your store and about 21 to 29 on your rooftop. So where is the video footage? It's there. It's there. Where is it? I want to see it.
No, you can't. You're not to be trusted. You're a conspiracy theorist. You know, I'm
a rationalist. I'm a realist. I ask simple questions, logical questions. I expect logical answers. And when they can't answer a logical question, John, what does that mean to you?
Well, that means that ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies. That's what that means.
Cover up. It's a cover up. They can't answer it. You know, if I could answer a question, I would answer it and they would go away. When people ask logical questions and they don't get logical answers back or they don't get answers at all, well, that just leads me to speculate you're hiding something. It's a cover up. And of course, to shut you down, to keep you, make you look stupid and kookified, they have to call you conspiracy theorist. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. I see evidence that doesn't match up. Explain this to me. Give me a logical answer, and I'll go away. That's it. That's all I ask. They can't do that.
They haven't been able to do it for a very, very long time.
That's correct.
You know, folks, I'm telling you, I'm seeing a lot, and none of it is adding up. I'm watching the financial shows, by the way. And they were sitting there and they froze. At one point on Fox Business Channel, the talking heads were just sitting there looking at each other because they didn't know what the next piece of trash that was going to come out of their mouth was supposed to be. I don't know if their producer had a heart attack or the producer's just standing around going, we have nothing else to fill the airtime with. I don't know. But, you know, they were just talking about Trump and, you know, the Chinese and some character, I forget his name, he came on and he says, well, look, he says, why is everybody banging Trump for going after China? That should have been done a long time ago. It had to have been done. And Donald Trump was the guy to do it. What are you all complaining about? Well, the market took a hit today of almost another 400 points. But what's really fascinating about this one is, you know, none of this stuff is adding up. And some enterprising individual made the point that, well, wait a minute. You know, the federal government has not cut back one dime on its programs, its expenditures, of which they have to borrow most of the money to cover them. Nobody's talking about this. You know, they're all too busy telling us how great the economy is and the GDP, how good it is, and how the unemployment rate is the lowest in 50 years. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, you guys keep repeating this lie. You keep repeating it over and over again. And a simple search on Google, which is fixed, you can go find out the information yourself. We've known it for a long time. But, of course, we're not them. We're us.
Yeah. Well, John, it's repetitive lying, you know, three or more times. If you've ever watched TV and you see the advertising, what do? They advertise it. They mention the name of the product, the telephone number, three times, controlling, kind of trying to program your mind to believe something. And when we started having the 24/7 mainstream media newsreel, I knew that was going to be the perfect medium for spinning a lot of lies and things that weren't believable. So it's a campaign. You see it over and over again, and after a certain amount of time, John, people will start to believe it. They'll actually start to repeat it, and they'll start to share it with other peoples, and now it is an absolute. So it's the repetition of a lie. Spin it over and over. It's going to be believed after a while.
Got a half hour left, enough time to take your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Jim R. Whoops.
Yeah.
Jesse, thank you. James, thank you. You tree people, thank you. They have sent over a couple of donations. I just saw them hit PayPal. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Very nice.
Very, very much. What do you got there, Mikey? Ted? Ken in New York. Hello, Ken in New York.
Hi, Don. Hi, Steve. Has anybody heard from Larry Nichols lately? I mean, he seems to be the only one that's miraculously survived all of this.
You know, I don't know that he's still alive. I know he's been sick for years. Ken, to be honest with you, I don't know if he's still around or not.
I'm sure he'd be happy to talk about it.
Last I heard about a month or so, he was still alive.
I'm sorry, what was it? What was that, Steve?
I said about a month ago, last I heard it from Larry Nichols, about a month ago, he was alive. He was on Rents. He's on Rents quite a bit, but I haven't heard him. He sounds terrible. He's got lung cancer, mesothelioma or something. He's got cancer. Mm. He's in bad shape.
Yeah, I think he's been dying for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But he still managed to...
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever tried to finish him off.
Well...
Or maybe they have. He may be too smart for him.
He may have some good dead man switches.
Maybe, you know, anybody that plays this game, Ken, with the government and you can be put in mortal danger. Yeah. You know, there are ways and then there are ways. You know, and I've asked listeners before. We got people in the military listening to this program. We got people.
Oh boy, thanks. Yeah. I got something to do. I have to go.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, John.
Now, I'll send you over Canary. If you wake up tomorrow morning and it's dead in the bottom of the cage with its feet in the air, I'd get out.
Sounds like a Sicilian message.
Oh, man.
You know, the two fish wrapped in the newspaper?
I always liked the horse head. That's really creative.
Yeah.
Horse head in the bed. Yep.
Yeah. Head in the bed.
Yeah, and what's that other term? You'll never work in this town again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
You know, it's funny he mentioned that. They actually did, Hollywood came out against, actually the Jewish-owned, controlled Hollywood came out against Marlon Brando. And he said that Hollywood is owned by the Jews. And they actually came out, I got an article, it's actually said that you will never work in this town again. They said that to him. He had to come back and apologize or never work again in Hollywood.
Well, and I think part of the apology was, oh, I misspoke. It's actually the Arabs that own Hollywood.
Yeah, I misspoke.
Ken,
wait a minute. There was a good movie. I think it was about 20 years old with Patrick Stewart in it. It was called Safe House, I think. And it was that was the first time I heard of the Dead Man Switch and what he had to do. He was like a retired agent who thought he didn't think everybody was trying to kill him. A lot of people were trying to kill him. And he would have to check into his website every 24 hours, otherwise it would release everything.
Uh-huh.
That was the first time I ever heard of the term.
And Ken,
pretty good movie.
Ken, there are ways to get information out. And I started to say,
before I was interrupted.
That's okay. That there is information that if I've got an insider, okay, and listen to my words very carefully. We are a radio network. We're a news aggregate. I don't proclaim myself to be a journalist, okay, but we are in the news business. And if there is information, verifiable, quantifiable information that comes to me to put it out on air, I am not afraid to do that. But I need a couple of verifiers before I walk out on that limb. But I will put the information out. There are many ways in which to do this. Guys, to be honest with you, I don't know why this government's still standing with all the crime and corruption within the ranks, not only of the Congress critters, but everybody associated, anybody that's doing business with the government, any corporations. I mean, it's all... God, so unseemly and so untidy. I am just amazed that they've been able to get this far down the road. I really am.
Yeah, I'm good. I am too. I agree.
I guess it's what they call the cost of doing business.
Man, cost of doing business. If I screw up, I'm suicided with two shots in the back of my head. Or my dog.
No, I mean everybody else continuing to go about their way while, you know, once in a while somebody falls down in front of you. You just keep, you know,
well,
doing what they're doing.
There were two high-profile people that would have blown the lid off of everything. One is Hillary Rodham Clinton, and the other one was Jeffrey Epstein. Now, Clinton, I believe her to be a sociopath. Bill is just a good old boy with this knack of just gib and gab. And, well, he's a good actor. He could have made it in Hollywood as being an actor. He's a lousy trombone or a sax player.
Yeah.
But the real brains behind Billy Boy was always his psychopathic wife. Now, is the next death that we're going to see, is it going to be Hillary Clinton? There have been stories that have been planted out there going back to the 2016 election about her poor health, these weird gyrations and stuff that she was doing. The stories are already out there that, you know, there might be some health problems with old HRC. Let me tell you something, folks. It's panic time if Madam Clinton ends up dead next. There's only two high-profile people that people really want to see on the front burner, and one of them is now deep sixed, or that's what we're led to believe.
Yeah.
But the other one is Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah, John, you know, the biggest mistake of what we don't ask, we should be asking is that we see these investigations that are controlled 100% by one agency, one intelligence agency, and that's the FBI. Mm-hmm. So they always get the desired outcome they always want because they control the investigation. So they admit, they'll delete, they'll get rid of this and that, and they'll formulate the story that works for their story. That's the biggest problem. We'll never get to the truth on any of these investigations because they are rogue, they are outside the law, and they'll control the investigation to get the outcome they always want.
Yeah,
we'll never get the truth.
You know, I had high hopes that Jeffrey would succumb to Epstein-Barr syndrome, but I guess that isn't going to be the case.
Oh,
that's
night,
a good
guys.
One, Ken.
Oh, Ken, I'm glad you're out of here with that joke.
That was a good joke. That's a good joke.
Well, wait a minute. Before I take this caller, it's simply on my screen as W from Texas. Now, the only W I knew from Texas was Georgie Porgy Bushy. Is that who's online right now? W from Texas, are you there?
No, this is a different W.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just wanted to note one thing. I was listening to a show earlier today from your neck of the woods, and the lawyer said that last time someone successfully committed suicide at that facility in New York was 44 years ago. I don't know how accurate that is, but that's what he said. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, on top of that, when I said that I guess it was the Post or the Journal, I forget which, that questioned one of the inmates that wasn't in Epstein's cell. He said he'd been in there many times. There's no way to commit suicide in those cells.
Right.
So, you know, and go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so that could be a very good reason why nobody has committed suicide, because, you know, you know, there's only so many ways to commit suicide. You can't hold your breath because you pass out and your body just automatically starts breathing. You can cut yourself only if you have sharp objects. And none of these people were allowed to have any of those things. Right. So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So he hanged himself with paper bed sheets, which is impossible because it would never bear the weight.
You're assuming that there were even paper bed sheets in there or paper covers or whatever the case may be.
Right. Well, you can't even get to the top anyway.
What
I'm just reading right now.
Yeah.
What I'm just reading right now from Zero Hedge, they're saying that it was a two-level bunk bed, and they're saying on Zero Hedge that he hung himself by the second bunk bed by kneeling on the ground or something like that. Y'all go check that out, but that's what they're saying now.
Uh-huh.
And the last thing I just wanted to note is they finally raided the island in the Virgin Islands today, a month after he was arrested and 2 days after this event, and I would assume anything that's on the island has already been cleansed out. There's probably not even a mothball left on that island.
Well,
that's
actually, W, that little weird solitary building that had the blue and white paint on it, and some people described as being his cathedral, Epstein's little cathedral, that was boarded up last week. So somebody was on that island already before the Phoebes even showed up.
Pretty crazy. All right, thank you all. Have a good day.
Thank you, W. I appreciate your call. Sovereign Man, you're up next. Hello, sir.
Oh, am I on?
No, you're on. And get off that damn speakerphone.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Legit. Hang on, I'm sorry.
No, sounds like you're in Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell.
No, don't do it. I just wanted to say.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Sovereign Man.
Don't do it. If you get an opportunity, tonight and tomorrow night are the two best nights to see the Perseid meteor shower. So if you want to get away from it, you know, maybe get back and look up into the sky and maybe pray a little bit. You know, watch the meteors coming.
Whoa. You know, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that because on mainstream television. I just saw a report on the funny people that killed themselves when Hal Bopp came around. You trying to get us to commit suicide here, Sovereign Man?
Well, John, it don't go on the ships.
Don't go on the ships?
Yeah, go to meditech.org or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, those Aryan reptilians, you do not get on the ships. Okay?
Sovereign Man, I don't want to ask you where you've been in the last 24 hours, but was it a nice trip?
No. Actually, I've gone through quite a cataclysm in my life right now. But, you know, I'm surviving. Hallelujah.
Well, any day on this side of the green grass is a good day. I know the feeling.
Oh, yeah. And hey, and I'm chasing some ferns right now. You know, FRN. So that's a blessing.
Well, there you go.
Have a blessed evening, guys.
Thank you.
But go out and look up at the sky if you can, and see the meteors come.
Okay.
Blessing.
Let me tell you something. If it snows down here in Texas, I don't even look out of the window to see the snow. My ex-wife was really upset with me that it had snowed, and it wasn't really snow. It was it looked more like it looks like the expanded polystyrene beads that you used to get in those bean bags. Remember what that looked like? Yeah. And I can remember being woken out of a sleep. There's snow outside. And I'm like, I'm from Michigan. Okay? I lived in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan. And snow, you know, it happened every year. It's not something I really got excited about. But I was admonished for not getting excited because there was a little polystyrene. And from my vantage point, I was forced to look at it. My head was pressed up against the window. Look! Yeah, okay. I see the polystyrene beads. Yeah. Okay. It's Sovereign Man. Whatever he was taking, it bled over here. Ah. Oh, boy.
Any more callers?
No.
You know, I'm going to mention real quick here. You know, to me, Fox News has been making some good positive ground as far as having some reliability in some of their news, Tucker Carlson probably being the lead on having some decent programming. I'm not always believing everything he talks about, but he seems to be halfway decent sometimes. And then I saw that over the weekend, Shepard Smith undid all the good that was coming towards Fox as far as credibility by having a story talking to a guy about a Bigfoot sighting, and I thought, there goes her credibility right there.
And I'm watching
Fox was doing well. Shepard Smith talks about a Bigfoot sighting, and everything goes to hell.
Yeah. Well, I've been watching Fox very closely, and some of the narrative that the trusted host, you know, we report, you decide people over there, they're coming out as anti-gunners.
They are.
They're coming out. This is what I've tried to tell people. I mean, have you seen the series that was done? I think it was a Showtime series on Roger Ailes.
No, never have.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, I'm in the middle of watching that, and most of it was about Roger Ailes and his sexual appetites. But the founding of Fox News, how it came about, when they added their business channel, this, that, and the other, it's rather fascinating to watch. Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr.
Hey, there's
you. Hi, John and Steve. Hey.
Hello, Murr.
If your sky's clear, it's going to be two full moon for the to catch the Perseids. They are good usually, but two full moon. And, you know, 9/11, I think we went through this before in a nutshell. All seven World Trade Center buildings were destroyed. They were dustified. They didn't bang to the ground. They didn't burn up. The delicate water retainment system still survived. In fact, they had to be careful with removing equipment to remove stuff, debris. But that was one of the things when I had no internet or phone for over 3 months, and it was kind of cold, so I was snuggled in with books. And I combed through Dr. Wood's book, 500-page book, and she just presents the evidence. All you got to do is observe it and choose for yourself what, you know, what you think. But you can see they used sophisticated technology that we could be using helpfully instead of harming. Okay, Tesla, and they used, it looks like John Hutchison studies this, the cold fusion on the beams and things. So, you know, and Richard Gage, excuse me, he's an architect in San Francisco, and he didn't notice the ground didn't move. He won't let anyone stay in his group if they study her work. Okay, so we need to know who's who in the family zoo.
Careful of rabbit holes. Careful of the rabbit holes, though. You jump down, or sometimes you can miss something that's going on above ground when they got you burying in the dirt.
Hey, you had David Robert Steele on once, too.
Yeah. Never again.
I couldn't find it.
Never again.
Well, you know, we can't throw whole people out just because they do one thing or whatever. There's a lot of good information going on all over the place.
I trust people, Murr, that don't have egos the size of the states that they live in, okay? I have a tendency to talk and converse and to actually, I'm actually attracted to people that aren't bigger than life, that have a very simple story, their ego doesn't get in the way. We got 7 billion people on this planet, and I, for one, don't have the patience to deal with people that are maniacal egomaniacs. I just don't. Now,
well,
until
you
have
numbers lie. Pardon me?
Until you have personal contact and personal conversation with Mr. Steele and you got what I got from him, your opinion doesn't carry any water. Okay?
Hey, you know what?
Murr, do you have an answer for me on a question I asked you?
Which one?
Herzog.
Herzog, I sent you a question. Where's Herzog?
Oh, you sent me an email? I check there every day, and nobody emails me. I'm not even sure if they're getting through. I didn't even check over there today.
John, you want to ask her the question?
Yeah. No, I don't. No.
Yeah.
We're good.
I talked to him via email. I didn't give him my phone number, though, you know, so I didn't. I don't give anybody my phone number, so.
Okay.
I did one time, and that was for an interview. That was Andy Hitchcock, so. Anyhow. But today, let me tell you, I heard live stream, and I've heard this guy before. His name is Timothy Charles Holmseth. He is an independent investigative journalist that stumbled into all this procuring mess. They do sacrifices all the time, but the one that he got caught up in was with Hallie Cummings down there in Florida. I think I told you, Steve, on your show at one point.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, he has a trial coming up, but the White House sent Marines to protect him. Yeah, and I told you they replaced Pence. Did John just stomp off?
I'm sorry, what? Thank you for your call, Murr. I appreciate it. Steve in New Mexico. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, John, are you there?
No, I just stormed out of the room. or was that Steve Elkins? I don't know which.
Well, that's you.
Well, hello, Steve Elkins. I heard you today with Vince Vannelli, so that was a good program, too.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
So anyway, no, what I wanted to bring up was John Jr. Kennedy, and he was blown out of the air with his wife and his wife's girlfriend in July of 1699. And from what I heard on the news 2 days afterwards, that John was going to run for senator up in New York.
Which would have been right against Hillary Rodham Clinton, and who would have nailed that little twit against the wall. Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of my friends was doing explosives and stuff for the military. He said, oh, yeah, there was a hatch. And what could have been done is one of those cigarette case holders. Could have put C4 in there with an altimeter with a detonator. So it gets up to that height and it just blows up. So
yeah,
he thinks that's how they did them in, basically.
You know, it's rather fascinating. The National Transportation Safety Board are the people that investigate air disasters, air crashes.
Right.
It's a hell of a forensic job that you got to do when you got to go make sense out of something that might have hit the ground at 500-600 miles an hour, and then try to piece together exactly what happened. Well, they did the John Jr. air disaster, and none of that made any sense. And then they tackled the Pentagon. and just regurgitated the same old official story that was put out there. Rather gutsy to do things like that, I would think, because you're on record of putting out information that cannot be verified. We can't question it. We can't look at the visual evidence. We can't see the video. We can't see anything.
We're supposed to
take that official narrative and just sit down and shut up, and the government's here to help us, and they never lie to us.
Yeah. Well, it was like my father. He was 18 when they went through the Depression in 29. Of course, I never got to meet my dad's grandfather. He died 4 years before I was born. But my dad told me when I was a junior in high school, and you're looking at 72, 73, and he said, no, bankers lied, politicians lied, corporations lied. And he told me, yeah, he said, don't have any faith in the long arm of government. Don't ever do it. Oh, yeah, it's and then my brother-in-law flew 747s, 727s, 737. He says there's no way that plane could have crashed being that low to the ground. It's like what that fellow was saying.
Yeah.
And I was listening to one program. I don't know if it was on Alex Jones, but there was a guy, I think it was to the north back end of the Pentagon. He said he saw something fly through which looked dark, and then all of a sudden he heard the explosion and stuff. He thought possibly it was a drone that hit the Pentagon.
Well, there was one thing in that air disaster piece that I saw, and they did cover the military transport that was, well, just happened to be by the Pentagon, and they radioed for help to give them any description of anything going on. So there was a military plane in the area observing what was going on, but we haven't had any names, who was on that flight. You know, all that information is just carefully tucked away, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And I never really believed the deal about 911. When I was watching on television, I just said, nah, something's squirrely here. I went to work, and they're all talking, oh, did you see this? And I said, yeah, but I don't quite believe it, that it's happened this way.
Could you imagine if the American people were told the truth about a lot of these things?
Oh, I know.
Man, I'm telling you, we got unhappy campers now. They don't know what's going on and why. They just know they're on the short end of the stick. To be demonstrated the crime and corruption that's been part of this government for how many years, I don't know that they could handle it.
I don't know
that they could.
You know, it's just like my dad told me about Vietnam, who made the money. Well, the corporations, banks, and the politicians. And stuff. So I said, yeah, I know, Dad. And I know you're telling me the truth.
Steve, I appreciate your call. We're out of time.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. By the way, Ken called back in from New York and wanted to ask if anybody could find out what Epstein ate for his final meal. Steve, thank you. I appreciate you teaming up with me today.
You're welcome, sir.
And I thank you all for being here. And for those that responded for an emergency donation, I thank you as well. We'll see if we can negotiate this and pay the rent before they throw my scrubby self out of here. All righty. Thanks again, folks. Please support the network. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.